911, what's your emergency?
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with...
Blurry.
That is correct, that is correct. And we have a case that has been taking over... Well, not taking over the news, but when it popped up on my TikTok, I was very shocked. Very shocked. And the reason I was shocked is because they actually have... You know the police wear the body cameras?
Yeah.
So it must be this camera footage from these police who go to this woman. And you literally... see her speaking and being like, yeah, I need to warn you about what's upstairs. My, like, my dead parents are upstairs. I was like, wait, what? Hold the horses. I need to find out more. So we are here to find out more. This is, it's quite a crazy case because her parents have been dead since 2019.
And now it's 2024.
2024. You know, they were killed before I even finished school. That's ridiculous. I was still
interesting
in school.
Point of reference.
No, guys, I was literally in like prelim exams while she was busy killing her parents. Like, what are you doing here? Anyway, so let's get into the story because it's quite... She is honestly, if you watch the video, it's actually quite scary because you know when you just... You can see the person feels nothing for what they've done. It's like, oh, by the way, I should probably tell you there's a dead person in the cupboard. Like, who says that? Who does that? I'd be so stressed. For 4 years, I would have been living. Like, I'd lost all my hair. I probably would have lost. I would have been skin and bones because I would have been so stressed.
Wow.
You telling me if you had a body somewhere, you wouldn't be stressed every time someone came to the house?
Well, no one would come to the house.
Okay, that's very true. But then, now, what are you telling people about the person that's inside your house? What lies are you feeding? Do you see the problem?
Overseas, far away.
Oh, my goodness. You see, you are like this woman. Anyway.
No, I'm not.
A woman murdered both her parents and lived with their bodies entombed in the home for more than 4 years, and she has now been jailed with a minimum of 36 years. That is a lot. That is a lot, okay? And her name is Virginia McCullough. I don't know how to say the surname. Anyway, we'll just call her Virginia. And she is 36.
Well, first 36. Of all, I find it interesting. Only 36 years in prison.
So 36 years, that's 2 life sentences.
36 years.
Yes, a life sentence is 15 to 20 years.
Yes, but she did not only kill them, she kept the bodies up there.
Which is why she got 36 instead of 30.
I think she should have gotten more.
You see, this is where me and Glory agree. Because I don't understand why we say life sentence. Surely you should be in prison till you die. Does that not mean life? Do you get what I'm saying? It's not... Oh, okay. Because, I mean, 36 years. If she's 36 now, that's 72. She'll get out at 72. She's still a whole grandma. She can still do damage.
Not that much.
Listen. I'm reading a book. And those grandparents. It's a murder mystery book. If you want to check it out, it is The Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman. And it's about these 4 old people who solve murders. They can do damage. So, I believe that should still do some damage. No, well, anyway. Okay, and she spent her parents' pensions on herself for the years while their corpses were hidden just meters away in their family home. So, clearly, the object of this crime was...
Objective of the crime was money.
Money.
Something I find interesting. She's spending the pension. Is this like money that they saved at home? Or did she claim?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
I'm going to go through it. So, the police made a grim discovery of the 2 bodies concealed in the home of a 3-story house in Pump Hill, Great Bodow, near Chelmsford, Essex. I actually have no idea. Essex is in the UK, right?
Yes.
Okay, I was about to be like,
it is.
Because it's weird, because in the video, I could swear she had an Australian accent. I don't know why I thought she was Australian. But anyway... Right. And they were concealed and entombed by furniture and other things. Right. So in September 2023, police were responding to concerns on the welfare of her parents, John and Louise, ages 70 and 71, as they had not been seen for some time. Okay. Once the police executed a search warrant for the house, she showed officers a makeshift concrete tomb and said, "My father is in there. I murdered him." Literally like that. Like, that is messed up. That is messed up. Like, yeah.
You've got to be soulless to be at that point.
You know, if someone comes with a search warrant, I wouldn't be like so calm as to just be like, "Oh, there's the drugs. There's the body. There's the stolen diamonds." I wouldn't cooperate. Me, I'd be kicking my toys out the cot. She's like, "Okay, let's go upstairs. Here you go." Anyway, she said her mother was upstairs in a wardrobe that she hadn't opened since she'd killed her more than 4 years earlier. She admitted to the police to poisoning her father with her own prescription drug. I think it's pronounced pergabalin, whatever it is, that she laced into his alcoholic drinks in the evening of the 17th of June 2019 and giving her mother a milder but not fatal dosage. She said she found him dead the next day and knew she would have to murder her mother to stop her from telling the police. Hmm. Yeah. This is what I don't understand, right? She was always going to kill the mom. So you're going to see the mom's murder turns really gruesome. I don't understand why she didn't just kill them both in their sleep. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. So she described very matter-of-factly, like, it's another Tuesday type of vibes, that she was struggling to do it, and she walked in and out of her mom's room 4 times with a hammer. Her mom was listening to the radio with headphones when she hit her with the hammer, and the mom asked what she was doing and tried to defend herself before Virginia got a knife and stabbed her in the throat. You see, it's like, I don't know. It's very, very weird how she even's like, "No, she was struggling to do it," and then you stab her in the throat. That's like counterproductive. I'm just saying. She told the police she had held her mother's hand and apologized as she died. Glory's laughing. It's weird, right?
That definitely helps.
That's messed up. Yes, I'm so sorry I stabbed you. I'm so sorry I stabbed. Drive her to the hospital.
I'm so sorry you're laying there on the floor.
I'm so sorry that you're dying, that you're bleeding, and all this. And I killed your husband. Yo, guys, this woman is crazy. Virginia then wrapped both bodies in plastic sheets, dust sheets, and sleeping bags. Which, because a lot of people were asking, why was there no smell? Your dead bodies smell really bad, okay? They're really nasty, okay? And so, I suppose, you know, like, because I've always wondered, those Egyptian mummies, I mean, they put all the oils on and they wrap them and they don't smell like if you had to find a freshly rotten corpse on the side of the road. So, I think with her using all of that insulation, it probably masked the smell, and then to put it in a cupboard, right?
Yeah.
Because she said, it literally said, so what she then did is she taped her mom into the wardrobe on the top floor and entombed her father in a concrete bed-shaped structure with 11 layers of plastic. So I suppose it would kind of mask. And if you build a concrete structure, it must have smelled when they opened it though.
Yeah, probably.
Yuck.
She's really keeping things under wraps here.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's really weird.
The joke flew right past your head.
I didn't hear say it again.
I said she was really keeping things under wraps.
You know what? She's stupid.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I was busy thinking of what I wanted to say next. That's why it flew over my head. But anyway, she continued to live at the address for more than 4 years, continued to claim their pensions. So she was claiming their pensions because they were 70 and 71, which they would be allowed to be paid out their pensions. She even told the police where the blood-stained hammer, knife, and drugs were, and that they were still in the house. You see, that also for me is really messed up. Like, you just keep the hammer that you killed your mother with.
Yeah.
In your house. You know it's there while you're sleeping.
Probably still has a bloodstain on it.
Well, she said it's still bloodstained.
Yeah.
She probably didn't even bother to wash it. Okay, no.
It's for memories.
You can't say that. She confessed to planning the murders for about 3 months, even giving test runs of lower amounts of drugs to explore the side effects. Virginia had a £48,000 of debt, right, before the murders, and had been fleecing them for years beforehand, lying that she had a job and even forging documents to say that payments were coming in, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
From June 1st, 2018 to September 14th, 2019, she spent £21,193 on online gambling and went on a spending spree on clothes and jewelry on her mom's credit card straight after her death. In the court case, she said she had benefited from around £149,000 since their death. Okay, that's a lot of money. Okay, from their pensions and other payments the dead parents continue to receive and use loans and credit cards. To cover her tracks, Virginia told persistent lies about their whereabouts, frequently telling doctors and relatives her parents were unwell, on holiday, or away for lengthy trips. So exactly what Gloria said he would do in the beginning.
Not what I would do, but it is a good enough reason. I mean...
Yeah, but for 4 years you haven't...
They're old, so they're retiring.
Okay.
Taking a break.
Let me put it like this, right? They had other kids. You telling me she was able to lie so well that for 4 years those other kids never saw their parents?
That's... Yeah, you see, when it comes to that, I don't know.
You understand? Like, I would never be able to not see my... I mean, it's hard enough. Some of my cousins live in Australia, and it's hard enough only seeing them every 2 years. You telling me, and that she's a cousin. Can you imagine not seeing your mother for 4 years and not be concerned? Why? Look, every time you want to go, there's...
This is me formulating a story. It could be one of those situations where she was left behind, the only child or the youngest child. Everyone is all grown up. Maybe not the best family situation, so they didn't always weren't always on the best talking terms. So if someone just asked and then be like, "Mom's away."
Well, I suppose another thing, right? My grandparents live in a retirement village, and it's really sad. She said some of the old people, they never get visitors, and that's really sad. Anyway, maybe it's that case. But she also had a series of mobile phones and SIM cards to pretend to be her parents. She would message friends and family to convince that they were still alive. And she even would send birthday cards to relatives. So I suppose she was really... Okay, that's so messed up though.
It is.
That's so messed up. Her actions were uncovered when her parents' GPs raised concerns over missed appointments in 2023, leading to a social care safeguarding and then police inquiry. The team told officers that a GP at Louise and John's registered practice had raised a concern for their welfare, having not seen them for some time, and John had failed to collect medication and attend scheduled appointments. So obviously, yeah. 'Cause obviously she cannot fake being her father and go to an appointment. Virginia lied to officers when she initially contacted, claiming her parents were traveling and would return in October. An investigation was launched, and on Friday, the 15th of September, 2023, officers from our operational support group executed a warrant for the address. In the moments afterwards, she confessed to poisoning her father with prescription medication and stabbing her mother. At the court, she pleaded guilty to murdering both her parents between the 17th and 20th of June, 2019. Virginia told police her father was abusive to her mother, and she called her mother a happiness hoover.
What? No way.
Sucks up all the happiness.
No way she said that.
No, exactly. With mental health problems. She claimed to be stuck in their abusive relationship with financial problems. problems. However, relatives of the victims have given statements to obviously for the court hearing, has said that she knows her parents were loving and caring people and she was making up these lies to obviously help her case.
Yeah.
It was established that during a lengthy financial investigation, which that before the murders, Virginia had long manipulated and abused her parents for financial gain. Documents found at the property showed she had run up large debts on their credit cards in her parents' names.
Yeah.
After their death, she continued to spend their pensions. The documents uncovered at the address built a picture of a woman who was trying desperately to keep her parents from discovering the depth of a financial black hole she continued to dig, while giving them false assurances about her employment and future prospects. The murders were likely carried out as her frauds were soon to be exposed and involved significant planning and concealment of the body. So obviously she's like, okay, she cannot keep this financial secret anymore. Bye-bye, mom and dad. Virginia has been assessed and she has actually been found to have be on the autism spectrum, being basically psychotic. After the murders, and it says a psychiatric professor, Nigel Blackwood, said her abnormal personality structure with psychopathic features of deceptiveness, callousness, and striking lack of emotional empathy, together with her hostility toward her parents and her desire to be free from them, help to provide some explanation for the index offenses, but not to reduce her culpability. So he's saying, yes, there is all this psychological things of like what would have driven her to kill her parents, but that doesn't mean she can't not be held accountable, and she knew what she was doing. So obviously there are some people who are completely psychotic. So
is that saying with it, because of the nature of the crimes, it doesn't grant her less time?
I think so. I would have to do more research, but I'm assuming what it's saying is she is still held culpable, which means she is going to also probably maybe a normal prison, not a psychiatric hospital. She is really weird. I promise you, the videos are actually disturbing at how like calm she is and how like, hello, how are you doing? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really, really weird. So anyway, that is the story of the entombed bodies at Miss Virginia's house. I was very shocked. It's like I said, it's been popping up on my TikTok. It was a lot.
Not a lot.
I don't know. I could not sleep knowing there was a dead body in my house. I'd just lose it. Imagine knowing that there's a dead body.
Yeah, but I guess that's for us normal people.
I suppose that's also true. Because how many times are they like in the movies that the body's been like put in the wall or buried under the floor?
In the wall.
We never seen those movies like where then there's an old cold case and they find the body like hidden in the wall. I love those shows. Anyway, I feel like, although still, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I'd be so stressed about people finding out. So basically, she wanted a get rich quick scheme and she did it by using her parents' pensions. That's so sad. What was she going to do when the pensions finished?
That's actually a good point.
Because obviously, there's money there, but not everything.
And I mean, if she's spending the money, it was going to finish.
Yeah, especially if she has a gambling addiction. It's not like she's budgeting and being careful with her expenses.
Yeah, that 100,000 could easily have gone in one.
No, it could have gone like at the click of a finger. No, this woman's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is the case. If you've seen it, well, now you know a bit more information. If not, well, you can look out for it. It might still be on the news. I don't know. But otherwise, yeah. So anyway, that is this case. Entombed, you know. Oof, gross. Sis.
Yeah.
I've seen a real mummy, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. It's very disgusting at the same time.
Yeah.
Can't believe it was like a real human being lying in front of my eyes that lived in the time of the Egyptians.
But obviously the body's like not black.
Well, it's covered in tissue paper.
Yeah.
So you don't see any... No.
Like, not even a tiny...
It's a mummy. You see mummies in Scooby-Doo. Like, wrapped in toilet... Not toilet paper, but they're wrapped in... I don't know what the paper is.
It does look like toilet paper.
I don't know. I nearly said papyrus paper, but that's what they wrote on.
Yeah.
So maybe like linen cloth. Probably the best bet. Anyway, that's very sidetracked. Otherwise, we really hope that you enjoyed this show. We will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.